Let's just leave it where it's at. Let's keep recording.
You know what, Kyle? Later. Yeah. This is the crossover. This is the Shut Up Rick Otaku Labs crossover.
Oh, God.
Diddle me this.
Diddle me that. I'm not afraid of his big bad back.
Fucking nab! Every fucking time!
Okay.
He fucking blows it out the fucking park with the title. Kyle, you need to name this episode, this crossover episode, Diddle Me This. I'm not even bullshit. Nab blows it out the fucking park every fucking time. I'm slow to come around, I'm quicker to plead the fifth. I'm kind of a big deal, I'm kind of a piece of shit.
Alright, you guys want to hear how I ratted myself out to my parents?
Go ahead. Uh-huh. Yeah, right, yeah, sure.
Well, careful with that. I think it can pick me up.
Okay.
Hello?
You're good.
Okay.
It's good. You're good.
No, technically my first time, I was 12. Right, let me finish. It was with one of my sister's friends at her slumber party. We found one of my father's dirty magazines.
Yeah, you did.
We wanted to try what was in the magazine.
I bet you did.
Everything was going fine until I saw blood.
Fuck, that's gross.
I bolted. Once my father said, Dad, what happens when a girl bleeds? I ratted myself out right to my parents.
And see, this is why we have a problem with education here.
Wait, so you popped this girl's cherry and didn't know that you did so?
Nope. And my dad's like, bleeding from where? Down there. And all of a sudden, you hear my egg donor at the time look at him and go, your turn to explain things.
Let me ask you a question. How hard did your dad high-five you?
That's not what I would
like,
call
does your,
reward.
Like, does it still reverberate now?
I didn't get a reward for it.
Because I don't know, I just know that there's a lot of dudes that when their dad, you know, when they lose their virginity real young, like not say real young, but when they lose their virginity, their dads are like, oh, that's my fucking boy.
But yeah, that's also my boy. It's mixed up. That's being whispered to you, but also you're being yelled at.
Exactly. Like if your mom's in the room, like, you shouldn't have done that, as soon as your mom leaves the room, he's like,
no, here's the thing.
You got this, bro.
I got in really deep shit from my father, but it was my grandmother who was chewing him out because he left his magazines out.
Well, yeah.
Lovely.
And a mom's still a mom.
You know what? If that was me, while my dad's being yelled at by grandma, I would have been silently like Churchill effing.
Listen, when I lost my V card, I didn't tell my dad, but I feel like he knew.
Anytime my dad got yelled at by my grandmother, I would always laugh.
No.
Yeah, but no, that's what happened to my first time of ratting myself
but
out.
But no, it was the funniest shit. Like, my dad had lived on the West Coast. I had gone out there for Christmas the year after I lost my V card. And I showed him pictures of it. He just kind of looked at me with a knowing look like, all right. Like, okay, son, you got this. And I'm like, Dad, It's even funnier because then when I moved out there as an adult, this man was buying me condoms on the regular. I'm like, Dad, I don't fuck as much as you think I do.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, he bought me this big box of condoms, and I'm like, thank you, but I'm not fucking this much. Like,
but are they even the right size?
He got me the Magnums for
well, at least you guys lost your V card for free.
Wait, what?
Hang on, wait a minute. We have.
Beep, 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 beep. All right.
Yeah, okay. I wasn't so fortunate as my other brothers at this table right now. I was in college.
Freedom!
Then I had spring break. I went to visit my uncle in Colorado. And then he told me, yo, Jay. Let's have a little snowboarding trip. Then when we get back,
kind of snowboarding.
We're gonna get lit. When we get back, we're gonna light up. We're gonna feel nice. We're gonna get high. Then he takes me for a trip. Then he takes me on this trip to a brothel house. And then he's like, "Okay, Jay, I know we smoked together, we had a couple drinks, and I know you want to lose your V-card, boy. So.
How old were you?
I was 19.
Damn, I was the youngest.
I didn't lose mine until I was 16, so.
So then, my first time was 19 versus a woman that was Mexican and 35.
So MILF status.
No, that's a cougar at that point.
That's, yeah, nah, 40's a cougar, man.
Nah, if she didn't have kids, she's a fucking cougar.
But I had to say, though, she looked good, though.
I bet she did.
She looked good. She looked...
Yeah, well, what's the price tag?
Well, I only spent $40.
And how much got the cover for the rest of it?
No, legit, it was $40. Like, I was in one room and my uncle was in the other room.
And how weird did that feel?
I didn't even think about my uncle being in the other room.
Oh, thank goodness.
I did it. I was just like...
I wonder what he's doing right
now.
Yeah,
like, well, if you're having sex with this woman, you're like, huh, I hope my uncle's enjoying himself at the same time. I'm grateful that my uncle did this for me, but I still hope that
What she ended up doing was she blew me and then she put the condom on me with her mouth.
What
the fuck? I was blown.
I'm only 19 and this is my first time and I'm like, how the fuck do you do that?
That is a special woman.
That's a skill right there.
Nice. I have
yet to do it, but I've
I was like, wait, best $40 I ever spent.
So you know the fuck I meant. I've yet to have it happen to me. I'm sorry.
I've never had it happen.
But that is a special skill. For your first time,
oh yeah,
Mazel Tov.
Oh, fuck yeah, dude.
Give me a glass to break.
Oh, you better.
Whose head is it going over?
Alright. Wow. That was...
But sadly, it was only after that where I started getting the booty for free.
Hey, it happens to the best of us. Not everybody loses their first time for free.
Mongoloid.
Oh, wait, hang on. He said, wait a minute.
Are you one of them? Did you have a freebie or was it a... Wait. Swish.
You can't say and then expect us not to listen to what the fuck you got to say.
Here, I'll be the mic.
So 14.
Quick, grab it by the tip.
It's a pretty big mic.
Tastes good, don't it?
It's right in my face.
don't forget to massage the.
You need some massage the genitalia. Play with the cord.
So continue your story, sir. 14.
So, 14. My mom was working at Target, and she was.
And you were on point.
This might be the best episode of Otaku Lab ever.
Oh, look, he's got it angled just right at his mouth.
Okay, so mom was out at work, and it was just me and my older brother. And the girlfriend I was dating, right, wanted to come over. But mind you, my room is in the front of the house. And... there's a cul-de-sac across the street. This is summertime, so you know the sun don't go down until past 8. She snuck into my room like around 6 o'clock in the front. So while she's in my room, I remember my mom bought me condoms.
Oh no!
Out for a quick second and told my brother,
"Hey, leave the fucking house. I'm gonna need you beat
I got a sock
right
on the door. Y'all should know what that means."
All right, little nigga, I'm gonna need you leave the house right quick. All right, I'm about to get in some skins.
So I told him, "Listen,
she needs some singing lessons."
I was like, "Give me like 10 minutes." I tell him, give me 10 minutes.
That's
my first time. I didn't know what the hell was about to happen.
No, I feel you on that one.
No, come on. You got to give him a break on that.
So I told him, give me 10 minutes. I'm just struggling to figure out how to fuck the condom work. Because...
You're trying to figure out how to fuck the condom?
No. I'm trying to figure out how to put the condom on. I'm like, is there like a certain
damn
way to fucking put it on?
You need it.
Hey, man, I'm not falling for this tailpipe.
So, like, after like a minute or so, I figured out how to put it on. We're getting it in, right?
We're getting it
the
in?
The fucking thing that really caught me
talk.
Is my brother opens the fucking door.
Ow! And all he sees is ass cheeks!
And we had this beige chair, right? Like, it's like a high chair. It's like a bar chair, like a
bar stool.
Yeah, bar stool. And I was using that.
To fuck?
Yeah. I had her up on the bar stool.
Bent over or spread eagle?
Spread eagle. And this man walks in. Mid thrust. And I stopped. As soon as the door opens.
Oh, wait, okay. Since we're sharing first time stories, okay, I'm gonna tell mine.
Free girl! Okay. And here you go. You hear the brother go, free bird!
Alright, here's the funniest shit about my first time. Right, I had gone to my girlfriend's house at the time, and thank you.
Thank you, boy! Just put it back on the fucking table.
I gotta get the standoff.
My first time, yeah. I had gone to my girlfriend's
you
house,
hold the mic
like,
for him.
Thank you. Appreciate you, boom mic operation. I had gone to my girlfriend's house to date. I'm gonna fucking fight you. I had gone to my girlfriend's house the day before. And, you know, after that, you know, she was like, were you ready today? And I was like, of course, as a teenager, you're always ready to, you know, get it in. I was like, oh, fuck yes, I was ready. Why didn't you say anything? So then the next day I go over to her house and, you know, I make sure to bring protection. Etc. Etc. We go. This is the funniest shit about it. We actually fucked on her parents' bed.
Oh!
And we were each other's first. This is the funny thing. We're going at it. She's screaming. I put a pillow over her face because her little brother was downstairs, and I'm like, I almost murdered this woman during our first time. I put a pillow over her face and she'd be like, stop it, it's too loud, your little brother's downstairs.
Go to sleep, nothing but dreams.
The red pillow.
And then, no, this is the thing, no, so we're going now, you know, after what happened.
You're trying to give her a pipe dream?
She had a pipe dream. Listen, to this day, when she turned around and saw me, you know, at full attention.
And pillows.
No, fuck you. She saw me at full attention. Like, this is the biggest ego boost I've ever gotten to this day. I turned around after I put the condom on, and her eyes went. Her eyes got big, and I was like,
yes! But then again, she probably, like, after you, she probably found somebody bigger.
I don't think so. But no, this is the craziest. Probably. But no, this is the craziest thing about it because it was both of our first times. She bled on her parents' bed. So after every...
Well, now you gotta explain why you're doing laundry for your parents.
No. We didn't do all that. We took the sheets off the bed, put... There's a ghost in here.
It's an exciting ghost.
We took... Yeah, he probably is. We took the sheets off the bed and etc. and just flipped the mattress. That's all we did. Put new sheets on that were the same color, and that was it. And then I caught the bus home not too long after it.
You go back?
That was, oh my God. Like, my first time was such a fucking mess. It was an unnecessary mess. Literally. Waka waka.
That's
wow.
So does anybody else want to share their first?
Where did this go? I should have.
What about you, Kyle?
I should have seen this coming.
Like I said, this is the crossover episode. This is the Otaku Lab Shut Up Rick crossover episode.
I think this one might just end up in the vault.
What the f-
Oh, come on. It has a great title and everything. Don't ruin that title.
Diddle Me This is the best title Nav has come up with in so long.
What, last week?
No, because I came up with the title last week. Because we were talking about something and Kyle kept looking up nut stuff. So the episode of last week's episode is a producer's mystical, magical nut journey.
Anyway.
But Diddle Me This is one of the best titles Nav has done in so damn long. Because you can't leave this in the vault. You have to. Like I said,
wait, when do we get a vault?
After the five episodes that I have on.
Uh-huh.
In the bank, I still got to do the artwork.
If somebody's supposed to be a producer and host of this show, you're on your phone.
Yeah,
get your hand out of your pants.
Because I'm like letting you guys talk. That's all.
But still, you should be involved.
Yes,
I am.
Share your story.
I am.
Share your first time story with this ghost that's clearly in the fucking living room right now.
Don't hate. He's trying to get his schizomarincon.
I hope the girl that I lost my V card didn't die and is mad at me for telling the story. That's why this is happening. Because suddenly we're in a fucking club.
All right, so you're going to go on your story? I don't have a story.
Y'all already know
You've
my
story. You had your first time, right?
Oh, yeah.
But share.
Y'all
share
already,
your story.
Y'all already
share.
Know my story.
The audience doesn't know.
Nobody knows.
But all of us have shared our first time stories.
Nobody knows the trouble he sees.
Because he's paid for pussy.
That's my story. Wait, I'm talking about Gezza Kyle.
Alright, okay, so this was, I was around, okay, so
this is a story of Omaha.
Omaha, how my life got twisted upside down.
Okay, so I was about 24 years old, and at the time I was dating someone. We had been dating at this point for about a year, right? Actually, about a year and a half going on. Almost two years at this point. Right here. So I'm 24 years old at the time. I'm dating someone. We had been dating for almost 2 years at this point. Right? Had already broken up twice.
Hang on. Let me put some appropriate music on for this story.
I'm going to get some cookies.
Okay, go get some cookies.
That's what Kyle did. He got some cookies.
Okay, so we're dating. At first, about the first year in, right, the family was like, I had gone on vacation with them. It was, you know, everything was cool. And they thought that it was gonna happen sooner than it actually did. I'm talking like the whole family already had an idea.
Hi,
right?
This is Ron Jeremy.
Sorry, not what I was looking for.
First time. Hi, this is Ron Jeremy.
Oh, wow.
Continue your story. I'm sorry.
Yeah. So the time we thought it was going to happen, it didn't. You know what I'm saying? And we prepped for it, but it didn't.
Didn't
happen.
You have to bring him into a fucking gas station to get a box of condoms?
It wasn't a gas station. Let me finish.
Let him explain the
let
story.
Me explain the story. So first,
she had a banana.
What is it you and the bananas?
No idea.
He likes potassium.
You never been to school?
I don't know.
Which is not.
Hey man, I'm not falling into the tailpipe, man.
Like, yeah, and that's a, you know, that's an inaccurate portrayal of everything. Like, that's why you got people confused. Anyway, that's why I told you don't turn this light on.
Well, it was too dark in here.
Yeah, well, it's really screwing my head now.
Okay.
No, I'm talking about like. In health class with the banana, that's how they would show you how to put the condom on.
Yeah, which is very...
Wait, you guys had health classes?
That can be what's very that? Damaging considering the fact that not everybody looks like that. You know what I'm saying?
Wait, how's... You look like a banana? What?
I'm talking about the size, bro.
Like the curve as well? Like...
Jeez, exactly. I'm talking about this...
the fact you can peel it?
Wait, so that's what you took away. What I took away was the direction... that you're supposed to put the condom on, because if you don't know, then the condom's not going to go on. And
I don't remember them doing that. They didn't teach me
how
to put...
How many kids you got?
Technically, biologically, one.
They didn't teach us that. They taught us how to check ourselves for testicular cancer. That's all they did. But
but they're probably showing the girls how to put it on with their mouths.
Ladies, this is what you do. You make sure that the side goes down, works all the way.
Continue.
You put it on.
I don't even know.
Like a ring pop.
And I don't even know.
And then we've officially gone off the wall.
You went off the wall a long time ago.
Oh, no, we've been off the wall.
Exactly.
But, Kyle, continue.
Oh, man.
I don't think he's comfortable with it.
All right, check this out. So, at this point in time, it's almost been 2 years. We've discussed it, right? It's a long distance relationship, so we're always on the phone. Except for a couple people at this table right now know how that was, right?
Yes, I know. How many times did it take the phone from you?
Exactly. So,
but now.
So yeah, okay. So.
Or music. Story.
Are you done? I can't focus with you doing that.
I'm just
all right, you gotta stop because you can't focus.
Yeah. Anyway. So everybody in her family pretty much has an idea that it's gonna happen anyway, right? So one time when I go to see her, I got JJ with me as my road dog. We go to her house, right, out of state, and everybody's talking about it. Now at the time he's dating her sister, right? So that's basically all they were doing, the whole trip. And when we were talking about it, because once again they thought it was gonna happen a year ago, the sister even split a box of condoms with us. That was something.
How many were in this box?
It was a whole box because she was with her fiance at the time.
You got a surplus of it.
Like the year before this happened. They thought everything was going to happen on vacation. So her and her fiance at the time split a box with us, right? And we didn't end up using it. My uncle at the time thought, you know, like, okay, so do you have any condoms on you? I'm like, why? Because I didn't think, you know, that was on my mind, but my self-confidence did not think it was going to happen. And it didn't. But he ended up giving me, like, stuff that he got from, like, the free clinic and freaking gas stations to bring to bring on vacation with me.
The worst condoms you could ever use.
No, those free clinic condoms are a blessing.
Right.
They're baby maker condoms.
So.
It depends on how you use them.
So skip a year later, right?
Give me a Durex any day.
So skip a year later. I'm with Jason. We go down to my girlfriend. We go down to my girlfriend's place, right? And the discussion.
Like nothing at all.
And
nothing
the discussion comes up again.
And then they made them better. I was like, how did you do
that? And if you guys want him to finish, and you can't focus.
Sorry.
And the discussion comes up again. At this point in time, I'm like, you know, I'm very jittery. I'm very, you know, like, just this is like nerve-wracking. The entire thought. They're like, everybody's cool with it. They're like, we know you love her. We know you'll take care of her. Blah 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 blah. And I'm like, okay, but I'm not so sure. Cause keep in mind, up until then, didn't even think I'd have a girlfriend. Okay, so that's why my self-confidence has always been low. Okay. Yeah. You know, everything from my disability to the fact that I've always been the friend. And I'm cool with just being the friend. No problem. I'm cool with it because at least I know they trust me. I'm not going out for some sort of ulterior motive. At least most of the time.
He's got an at least in there now.
You know what I'm saying? Because
yeah, if you say
I'm
you're
only,
not going for
a let's put it this
motive,
way.
At least let it's
let,
not the best follow-up.
Phrase. Let's put it, let's put it this way. I thought about it, didn't act on it, always thought about it. That's what I mean. You know what I'm saying?
Still a guy.
So, no, still a human being. Screw the gender. It's still a freaking human being. So.
Guess I'm just a plaything to you.
So anyway. At one point during the nighttime, it was right before I was supposed to go back. I was supposed to go back home. I thought it was gonna happen, right? We didn't have any protection because Joe Schmo over here used them all, right?
Yeah, you did.
So,
High five.
That's all they were doing that entire vacation.
Did you go through a whole 20 pack?
Yeah, you did.
I think she had some in her bedroom. I think that's what it was. So
getting it in.
So I asked my boss for some extra vacation time so I can stay a few extra days. And I end up having a chat with her mom at breakfast because, like I said, I'm very nervous. I don't know what the heck I'm
everybody's
doing.
Everybody's nervous
and,
during their first time.
But
like,
also, I'm at her mom's house. I didn't want to be disrespectful. You feel me? So we're having a conversation.
Well, I don't know if you can be disrespectful if her parents were hoping that you two boned down.
Wow, why did you just say boned down?
I could have just said fucked. I was trying to be a little more. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Like
ravishing love? What?
So.
Making squishy parts.
Yeah, this is why education's lacking. So anyway. So we have our.
I don't think our education. It really does.
So, no. So
I could have been literal with it, but
so we have our conversation. She tells me everything is gonna be all right, right? We finish our meal, right? Next thing you know, we're in her mom's car. We're going to Rite Aid. I was so nervous and anxious at the time. I did not want to go in. Jay had to drag me in the store. And I am seriously resisting, and he picks me up because I'm only like 100-something pounds.
Soaking wet.
Right? So he picks, I have no shame. So he picks me up, drags me into the store.
Nigga, you get some condoms today.
Or you can raw dog it.
We ain't
fucking around. You get these condoms today, son.
Which is the best feeling.
All right. We get to the health section, right? Next thing you know, we're all like picking out what we want. It's the four of us in the store. I think one of or two of us pick up lube, right? And I'm like, what the heck am I doing here? I remember because it was pineapple. I remember. So
you ate the whole thing?
No.
This lube is really good.
It was supposed to be used on. The lube was supposed to be meant to be used on the women, not Jason.
The lube is not meant for sandwiches.
Maybe pie.
Maybe your lower tier cakes. Like, if you get like an Utz cake, then yeah.
It says safe for human consumption, but it's
literally not literal.
So, anyway, I'm sorry. My story is long.
No, you're good. Just the simple fact that you remember the flavor of the lube, like
pineapple.
You wanted a tropical fuck.
He wanted that pineapple under the sea.
So I'm nervous.
Well, because everything's better down where it's wetter.
You stole that joke from me.
Fuck you, I so didn't. But I don't remember you saying it, but I'm taking this big
Disney Plus
that's jokes. Right, I'm sorry.
He stole that joke from me.
But I forgot about it, so I'm taking this V.
Alright. So anyway, I'm getting nervous. My anxiety is at a 10. I'm like, what the heck am I doing here?
You
I'm about
said
to go.
The horniness wrong.
Everything was at a 10, bro. Everything was at a 10. So
yeah,
I,
it was.
Oh, dude.
All I needed was a nut koozie.
The term is testacuzzi.
Whatever.
So
I wanted that salty bubbles.
So I'm getting so anxious. I'm almost running out the store. I'm like, what the heck am I doing here?
I think that's the third time I broke him.
Salty bubbles. Because, continue your story. I'm going to sit here in the background.
No, you know balls are juicy in the summer.
Well, they do hang low.
Your really likes boba.
He likes what? What? Dragon.
That's the new ass Boba.
Boba Fett?
No,
Boba
T.
Oh shit!
Oh, oh my god!
I don't get the reference. Whatever.
He's crying over here.
You'll get
my god. Oh, what the fuck even is this day?
You wanted a random ass day.
I so did, but I didn't think it was gonna be this fucking random.
Wait, everybody, shut up. Kyle, continue your story. Oh my.
Shall we plug in the title? Shut up, Rick.
No, this is the fucking crossover. This is the old top layer crossover.
Suck it good, Jay.
You need to take a breath?
Honestly, I think we're done.
You need to take a breath?
No, Kyle, finish continue. The story, man, because I still got podcast juice.
Continue.
Okay. So after I've had my panic attack, we go back to her house. And don't speak of it until later on that night, right? Now, later on that night, we're just chilling. She's got the Nintendo Wii. She loves Mario. She puts on some Mario. Starts playing.
Yeah, she does.
Right?
Yahoo! Whoopee!
Whoa! Let's go!
It's in the week time!
Hold up.
Yoshi!
Yoshi!
I love you guys.
Alright, we're done.
Alright, come on, finish your story, cuz. I'm sorry.
So I'm just watching as she's playing the game.
Yes, she was.
I thought you said you could let me finish the story. So I'm watching her as she's playing the game. We look at each other and we're like, okay. Right? But before that she got hungry. So, she had a half a Subway sandwich in the fridge.
So Jared had a thing to do with this?
So she...
too old for Jared.
She... oh my god. So she pulls out half a Subway sandwich that she wanted to finish. And just eats it. Right? Then we're like, okay. So then... so... no. So... so then we pull out the stuff that we had bought earlier, right? We pull out the stuff we had bought earlier. I try to put it on. It's not fitting. So I'm thinking, okay, what's happening? So we ask Joe Schmo to what's happening? And JJ is like, well, if it's not fitting this way, turn it the other way, right?
If you learn anything in health class.
Once again, they didn't.
You forgot the banana.
They didn't teach us in the health class I was in. My grandmother taught me.
Well, didn't you go to Catholic school? I mean.
No, not till at sixth grade. That's when I left. Okay.
I say they teach you that sex is the devil.
Yeah, sex is the devil. You got to get the foosball.
And she showed me her boobies, and I like those too.
Okay, so.
Oh, fuck me.
So, after that awkward moment, you know, we're like, okay, it's happening. I put the condom on, I make sure she's comfortable. We start, she farts. Because she had just eaten that sandwich, felt a little gassy.
Wait, what type of Mexican sub did you get from Subway that as soon as you started doing it, she's like, brr.
She ate fast. It was just
no,
it was
no,
going,
no.
It was going right. It was going right through her. So
Splash Mountain?
So no. So
sped through her like a slip and slide.
So I'm at this point, powering through because it's starting to stink.
You know what? Kyle wins fucking V-card law story.
Yeah.
Look.
She farts a good
Tenchi. Tenchi, no, you fucking win, dude.
It's not a competition.
I don't even want. No, I know it's not a competition.
You're a fucking trooper, though.
You fucking win. Had any of us fucking been.
That would have been a boner killer.
Exactly.
Oh. Yeah.
We would have gone from midnight to six so quick. You would have heard the fucking when Mario dies sound.
No. So I'm powering through, and I think
you fucking win, dude.
I think I summoned my inner Mario because Mario was still playing in the background. The music of the desert level was still playing.
So as you're going at it, you hear bam 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 bam.
And that was pretty. And that was pretty much it. I was going through a gas cloud, and
you're it was not still, helping your case.
It's
Are
still.
You saying she was like Bowser then?
It was still. I still say, like at the end, it was a very beautiful moment.
No, I get it was a beautiful moment, but like I said, you're the strongest.
But the lesson
that
here.
Tenchi was just telling us that
he still powered through it.
When they were,
But the lesson here,
from midnight to six, so fast.
But the lesson here is no late night snacking beforehand. Oh, you do it after.
Well, it's that's it. Snacking.
It depends on what you're eating. Wink. Why did I say wink?
We've been doing that joke for how long now?
Because it's still fucking funny. That's why I still say, why did I say wink?
No, if you just say wink, you don't follow it up. Wink.
I was just going to tell y'all the first time my mom caught me, but... It went straight. You guys started talking first time.
Well, because we were talking. We were talking about the time we lost our V card. But Kyle, you fucking win.
Yeah. Well,
that
would have been a. Yeah, like as a comedy, I can't follow that.
Yeah, exactly. Like I'm glad we all went first because
yes,
if you had.
Go, that's the thing.
I don't really have a story.
Though. Give us the too long didn't read version. Like you met a girl, fucked her, the end.
Vitamin goods.
Like, how long does it take for a rice cooker to cook food?
About half an hour, 20 minutes.
No, longer than that.
Rice cooker depends on the rice cooker.
No, a full rice cooker.
I don't know.
I think 45.
So, my first time took about as long as a rice cooker took to make a meal.
Be proud of yourself.
Yeah, man.
A lot of people's first time don't last that long.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the 5 second shots.
Exactly. My first time, I thought I was never going to come again. I'm over there having sex with my girlfriend at the time. I swear, I thought, I'm like, oh my God, is something wrong with me? I always come when I masturbate. Why am I not coming now?
I was with my ex, what do you call it? She was, at the time, vegetarian before she became vegan. And
yeah, she was.
What do you call it? We were just going to have, like, lunch.
Hand stuff?
Lunch.
Oh, okay.
And put all the ingredients into the rice cooker.
So you could
start
do
rice sugar, and decided to kill the time.
Oh, so they were killing time. Okay.
No, we weren't killing time.
Mm. But no, like you guys put everything in the rice cooker, and you're like, you know what? While that's cooking.
No, there's no question. It's just it happened.
Like it was.
It
just
wasn't planned. It's just like
it happened organically. Yeah. I got
like
you.
All of a sudden, like,
organically. Organically.
Exactly. You looked at her, she looked at you, and you were like, oh, we're going to fucking go to Bone Town right now. We're going to do this.
I had
to
took her ass to wait.
You had to what?
By the time we were finished, like, the food was already, already done.
It was burnt.
It wasn't burnt.
Hey, were you here,
No.
You worked up that appetite, though. You earned that appetite, didn't you, Nap? Hell yeah, you earned that fucking appetite, boy. You got done, was like, oh, look, our rice and stuff is done. You ready to eat? And she was like, hell yeah, I'm ready. I don't know why I made her voice deep. She was like, hell yes, I'm ready to eat. So let's do it to it.
The only thing different from like everyone else's story is just the late bloomer. It's like in my 20s.
I was a late bloomer too. I was 24.
I was 27.
That's still, dude.
That's later than 24.
It's cool, man.
No, it happens. Like, some people it happens in their teen years.
There was a lot of times I could have earlier. It's just that stuff would, like, interrupt. Like, can you not be here now? Please.
Can't you see
that? Something like that happen at one of my parties?
Like, exactly my point. Like, could you not be here now, please?
I'm trying to fuck. Can you please? Can you, like, just, you know?
Like, there's at least 5 different instances where it could have been way earlier. But every time, it's like, shit.
No, back then, Jay, I threw like, wild parties.
Like, the earliest was my, not yet, soon to be, stepsister. We weren't like stepsister.
Oh wait, we're stepping into Pornhub territory hang on.
Our parents weren't married yet. So this is like when they were like talking to each other.
Wait, hang on 1 second. Before you tell this story, I need to find this theme song.
Oh jeez.
Hold on.
No more theme song. No, do you remember there was like a very wild what's the name that damn talk show that was dirty as fuck.
You got Jerry Springer?
Jerry Springer. There was like a dirty like video that you could buy of his.
Oh,
like,
the uncensored.
Yeah, it was uncensored.
Right. And just similar to your story, it was like we wanted to try it on each other and the stuff that we saw in the video. And that's when that was going to happen, that's when our parents came back. I was like, well, fuck.
And
he's
like, why?
Yeah, but then I also had to explain why Jerry Springer was on the TV.
It was called Uncensored. It was like Jerry Springer, like...
Too hot for TV?
Thank you.
Whatever, it was both. There was one set that was too hot for TV, and there was one that was Uncensored.
Mm. No, but it was too hot for TV.
You know what's funny? One of my niece's mothers actually went to the show... And this is when it was still in the height of its popularity. She was like, I just want my Jerry beats. And there's video up. I don't know if it still exists, but there's video up.
If you look hard enough, you can probably find it.
Yeah, I'm not trying to see it again. where she just flashes, and I'm like, they're nice, but you're tapping my brother. Like, anybody that has tapped my brother is like scorched earth.
That was probably like 15, 16. And then another time, the house I used to live in had this ridiculously big shed in the back. You guys know about it.
Yeah. And it was filled in the hole after it was torn down.
It was never torn down.
There was a big ass hole in the ground one that
we used. Oh, yeah. There was a really big ass hole in that.
And I almost fell into it.
What are you doing, man?
What the hell are you doing?
That's
the Pornhub.
This is not the Pornhub community.
No, what you call it? My cousin was trying to get with this girl next door. What you call it? Because next door they ran a foster home. And
this was Earl Street, was it?
Huh?
This wasn't Earl. Okay.
Oakland. It's like in the same area.
Okay.
What you call it? So he was trying to get with her. I was trying to help him get with her. He went to go get something. And then we were just alone in the shed. And then she started coming down to me. I was like 7. I think I was like 17, almost 18 at the time. She was 16. And I was like,
only a 2-year difference.
No, I was 18. And... We were going to do something, but one of her foster siblings came looking for it.
So you got cocked blocked until you were 27.
Yes.
Good Lord. I feel for you, dude. I really do. I will never fire you from our show again.
Yeah,
that's right. A lie.
5 seconds later.
You're fired. Yeah, I'm fucking fired, yeah. But you know what? I just put like this. I won't fire you from our show for the next couple weeks.
You can't anyway.
There was another time that I got cock-blocked. Again, my cousin was trying to get with this other girl. And we went
like,
over.
You were very desirable at one point, it seems.
Apparently.
Like.
Apparently. I don't know what happened. I never had dreads.
He had twists.
It was whatever, they looked like dreads to me.
And
it was that or the fro.
You know what? Not for nothing, that's how I got a lot of girls when I was 18.
And my fro was crazy there this time. So.
My hair, I don't know what it was about it, but women fucking loved it.
But we were near, like, the Long Hill Project.
We're almost at 2 fucking hours.
Well, no, this is split. This is like 2 episodes. No, because the hentai episode is separate.
The hentai episode barely happened, so.
No, this is going to be an otaku last.
No, but there was a point
crossover.
Where we said we're going to start a new one,
yeah.
And that's when I came up with the new title.
See, yeah, there's so. It's a whole new.
So there's actually 2 episodes on this recording.
No, the name of this. No, let's keep it all one together because I like diddle me this for all of this.
Anywho, for whatever reason, he was trying to get with her, and we went over to her house, and it was like in the Long Hill Project area, and...
Gary, you need to stay the hell away from
him. Well, yeah, I really should have. So, she's home by herself, and then she sees... me, I guess that's our first time meeting each other, whatever. And so she closes the door, leaves us on the porch for like 3 minutes, comes back, and opens the door again with just like her bra. Like, hey, how's it going?
Yo, what porno did you fucking walk into, dude?
And she's like, all on me, and then she realizes the time that her parents are going to come home, so we had to leave.
And then,
of course, walking back from the Long Hill Projects
to
like the. Alright, so there was like a laundromat near Chuck E. Cheese at the time. My grandmother worked there, so we were going to go over there to have our grandmother drive us home. We were going to be over there. On the walk there, I get jumped.
What the hell, dude? You could literally not catch a break that day. Like, you almost got laid. The girl comes to you in the door. That doesn't happen. And all of a sudden, you're walking to go meet your grandmother. And some guys are like, hey, look at this loser not having sex. Let's get him. I feel for you. I do.
This is what you get for not getting laid.
You know pussy getting motherfuckers. You should have got pussy today.
Not my fault that we showed up later than we... If we actually showed up the time that we were going to be there, probably, yeah. But we showed up later, and then she was like, oh, my parents are going to be home, y'all gotta go. Because it's one of those situations, like, if y'all still here by the time people come back, I ain't supposed to have people in the house. I'm going to get my ass beat.
I've had sex with,
My grandmother. Don't count. I've had sex with my grandmother.
Wait. Let her finish.
With my grandmother being in the next room.
Okay, you can't. You should have just said you had sex in the house with your grandmother and the...
I did, but you guys just stopped at that certain point.
You cut them off.
You should have said you have been in the house having sex while your grandmother was in the same room. You phrased that poorly.
Okay, so my grandmother was in the second room. This was in my high school year. And my grandmother knew that
you were fucking.
My lady was in the room with me.
My lady?
Like, get it, baby.
So.
On some Madea shit. Like, go ahead, baby.
My grandmother would like to cut, like, when my grandmother likes to ask me, like, oh, would you like a dollar to go to the store? Right? Because this is how my So.
How old are you? Because I feel like that's something somebody would say to me in the 80s.
Dollar, you can I'm 24 right now.
So, like, we're watching a movie.
But yeah, you were.
So, I turned it up because I knew it was about to happen.
Yeah, you did.
Wait, you turned up Pornhub so that to cover your tracks?
You're an idiot.
So, my grandmother knocks on the door.
Hey, she was like, hey baby, you getting them draws? Grandma's proud of you, it's about damn time.
The thing that really got me was she knocked on the door, but my grandmother usually never barges in my room. And my brother was with her, my little brother.
What's with your little brother, man?
No, the other time was my older brother.
Don't you know how to put something on the door handle?
Well, you no, okay, no, wait, no, you no, can't do no, that when you live you with your grandmother.
That. You can't this do that to rule, adults.
This was the rule of my house. There was supposed to be no closed doors.
Mm-hmm.
But
no locked doors.
I'm a horny teen, so I was like, fuck it. I'm going to do what I need to do to get off. Babies. So I closed the door. My grandmother is being polite by knocking on the door. My little brother. And I had to think so fucking quickly. I had, like, a bed sheet that, like, my dog would sleep in my room, and it smelled like my dog. I threw it over her. But I was still attacked.
So you had a girl you were about to bone down with, and then afterwards she smelled like your dog.
Yes. I had to throw it over. I was still attached. I had to make it look like I was just standing awkwardly in my room watching TV.
You know what? Not for nothing. I have a similar story to that. Like, there was this girl when I was like about maybe 18 years old.
I'm gonna go step outside.
I met her at the mall, and you know what, things transpired. We go back to my house. We do the deed, etc., etc. She stays the night, and my mother, for some reason, she never questioned why my door was shut. This door was shut this day, and she was like, open the door. So I do this, pretty much do the same thing, just sans dog. I throw the blanket over her, and my mother's like, what's going on here? Like, that's the first time my mother caught me fucking somebody.
Wow.
There was another time I got caught. This was 2016? And I thought everybody left my house this time. So it went. I was working overnight. I come home in the morning for work. My family's like, we're going to a barbecue. It's a family barbecue. So, like, you gonna come? I just finished overnight. I ain't going fucking nowhere. So, everybody's leaving, getting in the car. My lady, at the time, comes in the house, the front door.
Right? As your family's leaving?
No, my family is already gone.
Oh, okay.
But it was just my mom, my brother, my sister, right? They're gone. I didn't realize my dad was still home.
Obi, no, Obi.
And this is when, like, it was very awkward because we were in the middle of it. Like, you're in like the
thrills of passion,
movie, right? Mm-hmm. You're like in the middle of it. You're at the good part.
Yep.
My dad.
Wait, it's not all the good part for you? No.
I find like when you get really
you hit the crescendo. Yes.
So my dad opens the door. And my bed! Alright, so let me show you how my bed is facing. This is the door, this is my bed. I'm on top. My dad opens the door. Sees? Close the door? you want to come to the barbecue?
What the shit?
Wow. Oh, man.
He wanted you to come, but not to the barbecue. Get my ain't a Bernie Mac hacking up again. What's wrong with you, motherfucker?
I was like, after I told them no, I kept going, and I was like, next time.
Oh.
You don't do this again.
Oh my god, that's almost as bad as the time I got caught fucking an ex in the shower.
Well, I have my last sad story.
Alright, let's do it.
I really have no more sad stories. This is my last sad story. So, my stepsister and her friend.
Hang on, you said stepsister. I need to put this music on again. Hold on one second.
Oh, will you stop with the fucking music? Like, interrupting the flow of the story.
Hang on. Okay, wait. Okay, you said stepsister.
Essa and her friend. And I might be the only person in this town. Yeah, okay. Fucking good, ads. Good. All right, so wait. Her friends It's just put the fucking phone away. God damn it.
There we go.
That was an idiot moment.
Shut up.
From the idiot.
You're fucking fired. I said I wouldn't fire you for a couple of weeks, but you're fucking fired.
And her friend wanted to see a porn. And I was like, well, I can get a hold of one. So the next time they were over, I was like, I got it. And so we were watching it in my room.
Yeah, you were.
And right when something could have happened with the friend, my stepdad is coming up the stairs to the attic.
Oh, Benobi, for real?
So, I just turn off the TV. But because it's inside a VCR, it's still playing. And he's like, all right, what are you guys doing? And he's like, oh, we're about to play video games. And he's like, okay. Why is the TV off then? Because we haven't started playing video games yet. So he turns on the TV. And it's just like balls slapping
fucking, yeah. Oh man,
I cannot
alive.
Talk my way out.
No, you really can't backtrack from that. Like, your dad coming into the fucking room and seeing, I'm caught. Like, you caught me watching fucking porn. Like, well, I can't say anything to deter you from otherwise.
So, my stepsister's friend, that was my stepfather, friend's daughter. Whew. And,
oh, that's a trip.
He's like, all right, well, everyone here, get out. You're going home. Because what was supposed to happen, they were going to have, like, sleepover. They were going to have a sleepover, but that got canceled.
Because... Nah, dude, you know what you missed out on? You missed out on your first fucking threesome. From what you're telling me. You missed out on a damn threesome, and I feel for you.
Yeah.
My heart weeps for you, dude.
The door is open. Why is the door open?
Because...
Spider-Man? He's your favorite neighbor.
I don't know if I've ever recorded this story on... You know, this story has been recorded. But I remember the first time I got my first BJ. There was this
girl. Yeah, at least it was on Shepherd, maybe. I don't know.
I don't remember if I talked about
it. I don't know if we recorded it, but I remember hearing the story.
Okay. Because I just remember it was the funniest thing. This is me at my most asshole-ish. Because there was this girl that I was friends with. And she was staying... I lived in a three-family building once upon a time. And she was sleeping over at the girl that lived on the first floor's building. I guess the girl went to sleep, because my mother, for some reason, always put me near a door that was either the front or back. I guess she wanted me to sneak out. I don't know why. I sneak out and I go downstairs, and she's down there drinking what I thought was water, but she had a Dasani bottle full of vodka. So, you know, me and her, we always had a playful relationship or whatever. And so, you know, as she's drinking her bottle, I make a joke and it's like, recording? Yes, we're still recording. I make a joke like, hey, I got something else for you to suck on. And so I say that to her jokingly, and she was like, well, whip it out. And I'm like, get the fuck out of here. And she looks at me with that serious face, so I do so, and then...
Listen. Roller coaster time. Whee!
I was so... Listen, as a, like a 15-year-old kid, I was so happy. Like, oh, I'm finally getting... I think we're done with this episode.
I think so, too. All right. Kyle, stop the recording.
Yeah, I get to see it this time.
On what was supposed to be our show? Yeah.
It's the Otaku Lab Shut Up Rick crossover. So I'm going to say...
I don't know what the heck that was.
Stop the recording, Kyle.
All right, peace.